The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. This Father's Day weekend, we recognize that everyone has a father. And even Jesus has a father, God the Father. And if we want to honor our fathers well today, then we can follow Jesus' example and imitate how he honors his heavenly Father. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus insists that everything he has and everything that he is comes from the Father. And he honors his Father through loving obedience. You've heard the old saying that all cowboys have daddy issues. Well, Jesus was the only cowboy without any daddy issues. Why? Because his daddy was the only perfect father. Today, I want to honor my father by acknowledging three ways I am like him and how I have received so much from him. And I want to try to follow Jesus' example of showing my dad a little loving obedience. First, my father taught me the meaning of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14, which says, "For here we do not have a lasting city." I was born and raised in New Delhi, India, until I was 7, when my family immigrated to the United States, as you can tell from my very thick Indian accent. My father was 42 years old when he made the courageous decision to relocate his wife and 3 small children to an entirely new country. I cannot imagine the grit and determination that it took to move into a new world, not fluently speaking the language, with pennies in his pocket, and with no real plan for how he would provide for his family. But his head was smart and savvy, and his heart was bursting with love for his family and faith in Jesus. And so he set sail for a new adventure and a new land. You know, I have been a priest now for 30 years and have been moved 15 times. I obviously cannot hold down a steady job. But my father taught me when I was 7 years old that sometimes you have to move and set sail and go where the Lord calls. And one day, we will all have to move from this world to the next. Why? Because here, we do not have a lasting city. That's an important lesson my father taught me. And I try to follow his example by loving obedience. Second, my father has a gift for languages. He is fluent in at least 4 languages: English, Hindi, Malayalam, and Tamil. And he can get by in at least 2 other languages. Growing up in Little Rock, I was becoming more fluent in English, but I was forgetting my native Malayalam. And of course, I wanted to be like all my English-speaking friends and classmates at St. Teresa's and later at Catholic High. So I hated foreign languages and selfishly and arrogantly said, "Why can't the rest of the world just speak English?" Ever felt like me? But my last year of seminary, the bishop sent me to Mexico to study Spanish. Ugh. And I discovered I was a lot like my dad and had a gift for languages. After just 2 months in Cuernavaca, Mexico, I could carry on a conversation with someone in Spanish. Now I love talking to my parents in my broken Malayalam, and I love to pray the rosary in French and in Latin. My father taught me, both by his word and his example, that I should not be afraid of new languages, but see them as mountains to climb and conquer. And once you're at the top and fluent, the view from a fluent language is breathtaking. And I try to follow my father's example by loving obedience. And a third lesson my father taught me is his faithful and unconditional love for my mother. This year, my parents will celebrate, or have celebrated, their 60th wedding anniversary, because they were married on May 16th, 1966, and we are now in 2026. What an amazing accomplishment. And what a great example to follow, even for me as a priest. You know, I hate to admit this, but sometimes it can be hard to be a priest. And the temptation crosses my mind: what if I tried to do something else? Not sure exactly what I would do with a philosophy and theology degree, but then I see the unwavering example of fidelity and devotion of my father for my mother. And all those temptations vanish into thin air. Being a priest means being married to the church, because I represent Jesus, the bridegroom, to the church, which is his bride. I hope I can celebrate my 60th anniversary one day, like my parents. I'm halfway there, because this year I'll celebrate my 30th ordination anniversary. I'm trying to honor my father through loving obedience of his example of unflinching love. All cowboys have daddy issues, except one, namely Jesus, because he and he alone has a perfect father. All our earthly fathers, by contrast, are very imperfect. But God gave them to us to teach us something about his own fatherly love. And we try to follow their example with loving obedience. Today we thank God for our fathers, asking God to reward their strengths and to forgive their weaknesses. And we also pray that one day our children might similarly understand our strengths and our weaknesses. Praise be Jesus Christ.